I'm thankful for Chris Roberts' fine, let's see, fine environmental reporting, but judging from his, quote, wild birds are dying for our water, April, what is at risk down the Platte is merely three rare birds and a fish, judging by his. There's a huge information gap involved. Millions of people sincerely believe that what the Endangered Species Act is about is saving some obscure bio item, probably for elitist tree huggers to drool over while God-fearing families are scourged from their homes and children weep. But it ain't that. The ruination of a major river and the lowering of the water table in a large heartland area will do more than cramp the dining style of whooping cranes. It will lead to, in leading to, like a juggernaut, the destruction of life, including human life. Essentially and crucially, nature is a total web of interdependency. Biodiversity is not just a matter of how many bird species can we count, or maybe there's some medicine out there in an undiscovered spider leg. It's having the array of options biology works in, without which life as we know it dies out. Water law has been based on water as commodity. Who made profit with FIT? Our profits with PHET. It's beginning to move to reserve rights, in quotes, the sense that a river itself has its own integrity. If the network of American or any waters becomes a drainage ditch system, that's sad. Not only because it's ugly, but because it can't sustain life. Today's beauty is tomorrow's survival. Even seeing water as commodity, let's see it clearly. For that, we need to radically expand our sense of time, since what we do now will affect the world for thousands upon thousands of years. Any valid study must include environmental degradation evaluated way into the future as a cost. It's not slash and burn anymore. There's nowhere else to go. So that was my letter to the editor. And I have a couple copies along